The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BT and News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of The News Show. It's the 25th of October, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we started off with Google yesterday, and I guess the trend continues. Quantum supremacy. Yeah, Google's found it. They've officially announced they have achieved quantum supremacy in a new article published from the scientific journal Nature. Google says that its 54-qubit processor was able to perform a calculation in 200 seconds that would have taken the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years. However, though, here is where the adolescence kind of creeps in. IBM is sitting there saying, no, you didn't. Yes, IBM is the one with the other computer that Google's stating, yeah, it would have taken 10,000 years. Yeah, they're disputing Google's claims, saying that their classic system could have done it in 2.5 days. Rather than 10,000 years that Google's claiming, saying they failed to fully account for the plentiful disk space storage.
No.
Regardless, though, at the end of the day, hey, IBM, Google still beat ya. 2.5 days or 10,000 years, it doesn't matter. And speaking of doesn't matter, this really doesn't matter. As the public is concerned, yeah, we're still years away from having quantum computers that are useful for practical tasks. Hey, we got another piece of Google news for you. It's a Google week, or at least it has been the last couple of days. Google has actually launched 5 experimental digital labs, and is showcasing how mental well-being can be built into digital products. This is basically coming about because of the amid growing concerns over the way smartphone and social media, of course, has contributed to depression and loneliness. Things such as tackling digital addiction and encouraging designers and developers to build a digital well-being into their products. So by doing this, they've created 5 of its own Android apps. Yes, it's only available for Android, at least for now. First one being Postbox, which enables users to choose when notifications are sent to their phone. WeFlip is another app that the group says is the Do Not Disturb app. Anyone can unlock their device at any time, but doing so will end the session for everybody. Basically, this one's designed to discourage users from starting their phones while, say, having dinner or something like that. Some social gathering. Desert Island is another essential app, they're saying. This will let users choose which apps they really can't go without. You know, your camera, Uber, Spotify, and you're gonna have to use those apps all day long. You got no choice, you're stuck with those. Another one is called Morph, and the other one is called Unlock Clock, which is pretty much self-explanatory. It's a home screen wallpaper that counts and displays the number of times a user unlocks their phone in a single day. Basically, this all boils down to digital detox. And Google's hoping that at least some of these apps will put some normalcy back into people's lives. We'll see. And finally, boy, we've got another password and finally for you. Now, I'm pretty sure most of our audience out there is pretty sophisticated, aren't you? I mean, surely you wouldn't be using words like Superman or Blink-182, yeah, like the rock band, as your password, right? Right? Hopefully this is somebody else that you know that you can't stand. Nonetheless, according to the UK's National Cybersecurity Center, some of the most hacked passwords out there include Superman, Blink-182, and of course the old favorite 123456. But the Blink-182 was actually exposed 285,000 times, while Superman almost 334,000 times. Oh, and just so you know, these passwords, yeah, it's not just like your everyday, you know, it's my email account or it's some web form or something like that. No, some of these passwords are actually used by governments out there. No, we're not kidding. The National Cybersecurity Center is hoping by bringing forth this information to the public, it helps those certain people out there, lazy people, show a little bit more concern when they have to come up with their password. So come on, people out there, think of something good. Don't go like, well, maybe I can just do like Blink-183. Somebody won't think of that, right? You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website for where the podcast live, the blog reviews, so much going on over there at the official website, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Find us on Facebook too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Yep, it's the weekend time. R&R is in the cards. Hope you can do the same as well. We will, however, they'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that does happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.